I'll be presenting The Burned Forest. Love, I'll be telling you about a melodious, marvelous, magnificent forest from the mind of an allegorist. In the forest where the sunlight glistles through the trees, creatures scamper about, for they are free. In the forest where birds sing to wake the day, while creatures rest where they lay. In this peaceful forest, life might seem complete, but like a missing puzzle piece in the picture, it will always be incomplete. Love. Within this forest was a nest, upon the tallest branch of the shortest tree, where some chicks laid, wet and icky from their haven within a shell. They watched wearily in the wilderness, the birds soaring high over the canopy, twisting, turning, for they yearned to fly. They searched the air for a tweet, a sound, a swoop of the wings of their mother they will never meet, as they awaited her in hunger. Love. Suddenly, a flash of light sparks and spreads around the forest, like a raging storm, engulfing it in seconds, like a predator to a prey. They screeched, they squeaked, they screamed for their mother, their savior, their upheld god. But it was too late. Their mother was miles away. The fire spread up the tree to the very top of each branch, leaving nothing but ash as a memory. Love. Black snow started to fall. As the wind held a final goodbye, a thick fog descends over the ground. As the mother finally comes to her home to find nothing but pieces of her nest that were found upon the stained ground. Love. Through the charred, jarred, scared trees, void of any life, came to her what seemed like a voice. Curiosity called her nearer for a clearer sight dear to her heart. The stinging smell of death to the heartbreaking tragedy that befell to her. This made her impelled to tears. Smoke arises from the burned carcasses of her beloveds, devoid of all life. Love. Night took over the day, and light vanished below the horizon. It was dark as the mother's worst fear. Rain started to pound the cold, chilling, now hardened earth. The mother lay on the what remained of the nest and looked at the sky above. All but two stars shone, the brightest across the open stretch. The mother knew then and there that it was her beloved's, and she then flew away, realizing that it was time to break away. Love. My theme is that love has its limits, and that sometimes you can't hang on to an incident, but you have to let it go. Thank you.